Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Transforming Trauma. I'm Eve, and I'm a Beyond Survivor. Each month, I'll be here to share my truth and give others permission to share theirs. Today, I'd like to talk to you about how we can take care of ourselves when our trauma is activated by trauma in the world. I think this topic is particularly important to me because of the recent tragedies around the world and how much I experience them in my body. I think that by and large, I learned to not be in my body, and I continue to struggle to feel how things are affecting me and really tune in to my heart and my clenched jaw and my head, just all the different areas that are affected throughout the day by different things that we're doing and not doing. So realizing that I could take better care of myself if I really am tuning in to what's happening and how I'm being affected is really important. And so I wanted to bring this topic up because I think that survivors are impacted in a different way than your average person who hopefully is also feeling affected by what's happening around them. So maybe it's not such a bad thing. I think it could be worse. I would rather feel than to not feel at all. But I also wanted to put out there that allyship is messy, and as I continue to find my authentic voice, we all have blind spots, so I ask for forgiveness if I harm anyone with my language and invite lots of feedback for how I can be more aware if I'm, you know, I don't hold every single identity, so I carry many privileges and have no intention and would like to make these podcasts as accessible and relevant as possible. But I am, of course, speaking from my own perspective and that of no one else's. But I ask you to think about where is someone's heart, and if your heart is in the game, it's in the ring, and that's all I need to know. I like that expression because it's really easy to shut down when you feel kind of a disconnect. But in general, the media, it can be a great tool for increasing public awareness. I wouldn't want to go back to the days when we didn't have lots of ways to access news. I mean, it saves lives, technology, and being able to spread the word quickly, particularly about sexual violence. But it can also pose so many challenges for survivors. I try to honor my inner voice when it comes to taking breaks and reminding myself, I know you care, Eve, and you need to take a break. I try to have conversations with people in my life that can help me process and gain perspective and actively seek out good news. Often survivors of trauma are more sensitive and can be quickly overwhelmed, so we need to find some good strategies. We see sexual violence in the movies, TV, the news, social media. We can have flashbacks from this exposure and anxiety, feelings of sadness, irritability. It can be very triggering. So there are ways to help limit exposure to media, and I have some tips to how someone else can support the ones that they love who might be triggered by events happening. So one of the first points I want to make is that you are in control. You never have to watch something. And let me say this again, you never have to watch something or do something or defend yourself to prove you can handle it. I think personally, I feel some kind of pressure that I should be informed. And what if someone texts me and says, oh, are you reading about the latest abuse scandal? And it's like, just because I'm an advocate and an activist and passionate about this topic doesn't mean that I want to read about this all the time or that I'm the person who you can text when you're interested in the topic. So never need to defend yourself or prove you can handle something. And if you go to a movie and you find it upsetting, feel free to leave. If your favorite weekly TV show includes a scene that you find upsetting, it's okay to turn it off. You don't have to watch anything. You don't want to. As much as the show The Wire interests me, I know that during my free time that I need to be really intentional about what I consume. If a friend sends an article that they think I'll appreciate, I can check in with myself first and decide, is this a good time for me to read? Or maybe I'll pass on it altogether. Something that we often forget is how misleading media can be. It's never the whole story. So movies and TV shows, they leave out the most critical part, the healing process, and it can take a long time for a survivor to move forward, and I know I find myself getting caught up in the way that they're depicting it and what message are they sending about survivorship. Does that align with how I experience it and how I want the world to understand? But maybe that doesn't necessarily make for entertaining content. The emphasis on the drama of the survivor experience over the positive steps forward is what can be upsetting to me. And that brings me to my next point. A really big trigger for me over the past couple of months was the Stanford rape case, and it made me think a lot about what does justice look like for a survivor. I thought in her beautiful and courageous statement that she made for the benefit of all survivors, she kept it anonymous for her privacy. She kept it anonymous. I wanted people to listen to what she identified was justice and not what they wanted to happen to the perpetrator. I thought she made very clear what she wanted, and this was activating to my trauma and to read the national response to the story, which was meant to be empowering, but still somehow it seemed like it wasn't centering her voice, despite her very bold move to write the statement. And then there's the fact that people are going to react. Stories of sexual violence tend to prompt big reactions from the public. Everyone has an opinion who agrees, disagrees with the allegations. It can be very painful to read about people not believing a survivor's story, which is so often the case, or the difficulties of a particular investigation. So remember that these are not happening to you in this moment, and try to avoid reading comments, online news stories related to sexual violence, because most of the comments online, let's be honest, you could spend better time elsewhere. And then there's social media. Oh, do I have a love-hate relationship with social media? Right now, I'm actually on a hiatus. I went on a 7-day silent Vipassana meditation retreat and realized that it is not serving me right now. I think it can be a tool for amazing, amazing work and healing too. The amount of support you can get from Beyond Survivors and elsewhere is invaluable. But social media, you know, people publish their opinions about current events, their thoughts, and it can be part of healing, like I said, but it also can cause a lot of negative experiences. So it's a double-edged sword, I think, when you choose to share. A lot of survivors are choosing to share online on blogs or contributing to hashtags like been raped, never reported. And these outlets give survivors a voice and help them move forward. Reading these stories might be inspiring, but it also runs the risk of, you know, regretting doing it the next day. And, you know, you're not ever obligated to share your story publicly. There's no pressure. It's a personal choice. And in my life, these choices have been incredibly complicated, painful, and sometimes I've ended up excluding people I cared for deeply because they can't stand to be reminded of my truth and who can see posts and who can't and what are the consequences of choosing to share in a public way. So self-care, I think when things were getting really, crazy in the world, I think my physical self-care was quick to to go first. How was I sleeping? Putting the phone away at least an hour before sleep. Do I want candles or an eye mask? And just like kids need help with transitions, sometimes adults do too. So take care of your inner child. What would you tell them to do after a hard day or night? What types of food are you eating? What meals make you feel healthy and strong? What types of exercise do you enjoy? For your emotional self-care, that can mean different things to different people. But whatever it is, do something that helps you tune in to yourself. What's something fun that gets you out of your head? Do you like to journal? Do you meditate? Do you like to read Pinterest or read a particular author? Who do you spend your time with? Was there someone or a group of people that make you feel safe and supported? Are there special plans you can make? Be outdoors, that's a great one. I find that's what helps me to tune into my senses and ground me the most, is to go for a walk or go on a hike in the woods. So thank you so much for listening today. I'll be back next month to talk with you about the power of survivor support groups. In the meantime, I hope you'll subscribe to the Beyond Surviving podcast and visit www.rachelgrantcoaching.com to check out more resources. Have a good one. Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.